I greet you with blessings today on this day of Pentecost Sunday, May 31st. My name is Pastor Melinda Vandersice, and I serve First Presbyterian Church and our Redeemer Lutheran Church in Newberry. I am also the administrative interim pastor at Faith Lutheran Church in Sault Ste. Marie. Our call to worship. As the disciples gathered to hear the word proclaimed on that first Pentecost, so too we gather today to celebrate the coming of the Spirit. Awe came upon the community of faith as they encountered the living Lord. Make us aware, Holy Spirit, of the majesty and awe of God's continuing presence. Let us worship God. Please join me in prayer. O God, on this day, you open the hearts of your faithful people by sending into us your Holy Spirit. Direct us by the light of that Spirit, that we may have a right judgment in all things and rejoice at all times in your peace. Through Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our readings for today are Psalm 104, verses 24 through 34, and verse 35b, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 3b through 13. Our gospel for today is John chapter 20, verses 19 through 23. And I'm sharing with you the first reading for today, as it is the basis of my sermon. It is from Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 21. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues, as of fire, appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, in our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heaven above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, on this Sunday of Pentecost. Amen. It has been an exhausting time, this whole pandemic thing. As a pastor, I can tell you I've spent many nights wondering what to do next and worrying if I'm doing enough, what the best way is to keep ministering to my church families and to the communities surrounding them, what new way I can tell them how much I'm praying for them and hope they hear it, what new technique I can use to reach out not only to our members, but others who may be visiting our resources and hear, maybe even for the very first time, that God loves us all. And then this week, we see blatant acts of injustice towards God's people, the same people God calls us to love, our neighbor. Though we may be quick to point out a particular situation from this week, it is an ongoing struggle that our country and our world has faced in what seems like forever. Granted, we are each entitled to our own opinion, but our underlying question should always be, is this how God wants us to treat one another and how we show our love for each other? It is in this state of exhaustion and anger, frustration, and deep sadness that I preach to you today. That probably isn't a very uplifting place to start. I chose to share the first reading from Acts because I appreciate hearing this passage on Pentecost Sunday. For a brief point of history, the Jewish people from all over the countryside would gather to celebrate a holiday known as the Festival of Weeks. This was a harvest festival, a time when the Israelites would celebrate the generosity of God shown in a successful harvest. It was customary that each farmer would bring their first fruits, the first ripe samples from their fields, and give them as an offering of thanksgiving in the temple. The Festival of Weeks happened 50 days after the Passover. This festival, called Pentecost, was derived from the Greek word meaning 50th day. And so it is here where we find the disciples gathered together in one place, today on Pentecost Sunday. Our scripture said, "And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues, as of fire, appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak in other languages, as the Spirit gave them ability." You know, that tired, almost defeated, weary soul of mine leaped with joy when I read these words. I get goosebumps thinking of how overwhelming it must have been to be able to understand each other, even though they were speaking in different languages, in their native tongue. Wouldn't it be wonderful to hear that today? Instead of being divided by political rhetoric or racism or social injustice or feast or famine, wouldn't it be wonderful to talk with one another and listen to one another despite all our differences? Wouldn't it be wonderful to hear the voices of the other instead of us raising our voices to be heard above all else? Wouldn't it be wonderful for the Holy Spirit to say, "Hey, I got this. These are the words I want you to say." Truthfully, I believe the Holy Spirit does tell us that, but how often do we listen? We live in a divisive state. This has only been exemplified by the pandemic. Our physical, emotional, our spiritual, and financial being has been upended. Any sense of normalcy went out the window several months ago, and we have no idea when normalcy will return or what it will even look like. And yet, today, Pentecost Sunday, we find reason to celebrate. Today, many mark as the birthday of the church. It is the day the apostles came together for the first time without Jesus among them after his crucifixion and death, his burial, and his ascension. A sound came from heaven, like the rush of a violent wind. Divided tongues rested on each of them. It was then that the apostles, filled with the Holy Spirit, were sent out to preach and teach the gospel and to baptize. They took Jesus' message and, with the gift of the Holy Spirit, filling their hearts and their voices, began to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ to the crowd that had gathered. Later on in Acts 2, we hear that about 3,000 persons were baptized who had welcomed the message the apostles shared that day alone. That was the first event of the mass evangelism movement. That was the beginning, the birth of the church. What a joyous celebration that was then, as it is today. We continue sharing that same message. As Christians, we are forever called to carry Christ's message out into this world. We don't do this on our own. The Holy Spirit gives each of us the ability to do this with the gifts we are given. St. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 12, "Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of services, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. All these are activated by one and the same Spirit, who allots to each one individually, just as the Spirit chooses. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit." This world, though filled with divisiveness and hatred, pain and suffering, begs for change. We must allow the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts and our voices so that we too might somehow hear and understand each other across all that divides us. There is no greater time for this than the present. There is no greater need for this than right now. The world is depending on us. Be the change you want to see in the world. Make this the new church of today. Because especially for those who suffer, we must bring peace. We must bring love. We must teach the saving grace of Jesus Christ to our sisters and brothers everywhere. For if we don't do it, who will? Amen. Please join me in praying our Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and grant you peace. In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit that makes us one. Amen. This concludes our service for today. If you would like to support one of the ministries providing this broadcast, please clearly designate your contribution to Faith Lutheran Church, First Presbyterian Church, or Our Redeemer Lutheran Church. All contributions may be mailed to P.O. Box 473, Newberry, Michigan, 49868. This is Pastor Melinda Vandersice. Thank you for joining me today. Go in peace. Be filled with the Spirit. Thanks be to God.